I'm here with Ivan Moreno, a reporter for the Associated Press, and Patrick Malone with the Pueblo Chieftain. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
Both of you covered the trial over congressional redistricting. Throughout the trial, Democrats were arguing for more competitive districts, while Republicans were pushing for what they called minimal disruption. Denver District Judge Robert Hyatt sided with Democrats. One key thing in his decision, Republican Congressman Mike Kaufman, his district would be more competitive. That spans Denver's southern suburbs. Ivan, were you surprised at all with his ruling?
Well, this is definitely, up until now, a very big victory for Democrats, obviously. It's still going to be appealed, so it'll be a lengthy process. But what was surprising to me was how critical the judge was of the Republican approach to the minimum disruption, which he, you know, blasted and called it a disservice, and also said that if the whole point was to just make minimal disruption maps, that, you know, it could have just taken 5 minutes on a computer, basically. So I think that that's what was kind of surprising to me, was just how critical he really was of the way that Republicans approached this.
Patrick, I know you've covered the 3rd congressional district that includes Pueblo and most of western Colorado. Talk about how that district's changing. Democratic state representative Sal Pace of Pueblo is challenging Republican Congressman Scott Tipton, so we'll see how that plays out during this legislative session.
As the map was approved, which is still pending appeal, it made an already very competitive 3rd congressional district even more competitive. It still tilts slightly Republican in terms of registration, but in terms of voter performance, the Democrats helped themselves a couple of percentage points. They were able to add some ski areas around part of Eagle County and Lake County to the 3rd congressional district. What that could mean for Sal Pace is some help in the fundraising arena.
And another thing I want to touch on is redrawn state house districts. That's called reapportionment. And that's been tossed back to the committee. Let's talk a little bit about that, Ivan.
Well, what was interesting about state redistricting is that, of course, what the commission decided on those maps was trying to make more districts competitive. Ultimately, the state Supreme Court decided that while making more districts competitive, they ended up splitting too many counties and cities. So I think that it'll be interesting to see how this plays out with the Republican appeal on congressional redistricting, because Ryan Caw, the state GOP chairman, said that this decision on state redistricting kind of was influential in having Republicans appeal the congressional redistricting plan. So I think it'll be interesting to see how that plays out, because obviously in one case they wanted to try for more competitive districts, and the court basically said, no, you have to make a priority first with keeping cities and counties whole.
I was kind of surprised that Republicans decided to appeal it, because after the judge came down with the decision, they said, oh, we can win all these seats. You know, we can still win Kaufman's seat. They were kind of putting a positive spin on things. Patrick?
There is a deep, dark veil that covers what really the underlying motivation for either party is when it comes to congressional redistricting, and that is to give their party an advantage for the next 10 years. They were very reluctant to say anything other than, we want competition, we want things to be fair, we don't want to change things very much, and that's either party. But Pueblo District Attorney Bill Tebow, who was one of the parties to join the congressional redistricting suit, he's been through this process twice in the legislature, he said, this is a very partisan process, and he admitted that in years past when he's been involved with this, the goal was to draw incumbent Republicans out of their district, to make safe Republican districts more competitive, and really, I think that's the message that lies behind the mask in the whole process.
Thank you. That was Patrick Malone with the Pueblo Chieftain and Ivan Moreno, a reporter for the Associated Press. I'm Benta Brooklund in Denver. Thanks again.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.